In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are many things to tell about the Transfiguration, brothers and sisters. It's the summer Pascha. And it's the time in our Lord's life when He showed His divinity. No other time did He do it so plainly. All the other feasts, like Nativity and His crucifixion, are about His humanity. This is about His divinity. Now, there are many fine theological concepts that one should understand about the Transfiguration. It's truly a deep well. But as always, when we read the Scripture, we must read it for our moral edification. It doesn't matter if you know stuff. It matters if you do stuff. So, the apostles, three of them, were impure men. They weren't ready for this light. So this tells us something. This tells us that the soul is not prepared in the state that it exists, without change, to see the uncreated light of God. It is too great, too fantastic, too awe-inspiring, too terrible. So they were afraid. Another thing we should take away from this event is that the apostles saw Jesus, saw His garments become white with the uncreated light of God, saw Moses and Elias, and they fell asleep. It was late, it was night, they were tired. How often do we sleep in the presence of God? God is with us now. We partake of His body and blood. The Holy Spirit abides in us. The saints and angels are all around us. Our guardian angel is with us at all times. And we are sleepy. Also, Peter, when he came to, and he saw what was happening, he was afraid, and he was sort of beside himself. One of the evangelists says he didn't know what he was saying. So he says, let me make three tabernacles for you. One for Moses, one for Elias, one for yourself. The fathers tell us what Peter was getting at was, let's stay up here on the mountain. This was right before His crucifixion now. So there had been many people out to kill Him. Realize that, of course, His passion developed over the course of 3 years. People tried to kill Him almost immediately. So He was a wanted man for 3 years of His ministry. And things were coming to a head, a culmination. And truly, it was dangerous to be around Jesus in these days. And Peter was afraid. So here Elias, the one who could command the elements, Moses, the one who came down from the mountain and led His people through the wilderness to the promised land, what better compatriots would there be to have than those two and Jesus and stay up here on the mountain and be safe? Of course, it doesn't make any sense. You're on a mountain, there's no food, you've got to eventually go down. But Peter was beside himself. Fear doesn't make any sense. Anxiety doesn't make any sense. He wasn't making sense. But what he was saying was out of a sense of fear. Things can't always be just picture perfect. Certainly this was a watershed event in their lives. Peter refers to it later in his epistle, which we just read. And it truly shaped the apostles, made them certain of His divinity, so much that they would die for Him. But it was an event that had a beginning and an end. In the world, that's what events are. Beginning and an end. In the next world, there will be no beginning and end. It will just be. But for now, we can't preserve things just like we like them. We can't have things just perfect and have it not change. To want it this way is really to have lack of faith, which Peter was displaying. So we learn many moral things from the Transfiguration, as well as about our Lord's divinity and other theological things because of Moses and Elias being there. There's a whole amazing amount of things that you can learn from a study of the Transfiguration. But we must understand the moral lessons here. We're not worthy to be in the presence of God, but we will be someday. So we best get ready. Peter, James, and John were not worthy at that time, and they were not ready, but they got ready. So also must we get ready. And the way we prepare ourselves is to give ourselves over to God's will, not to desire things to be a certain way, but to seek God's way. Peter was seeking his own way. Our own way never is the right way, only God's way. So may God help us to be prepared when we see the uncreated light, because it's going to happen. Whether we are prepared or not, there will come a time when we will be in the uncreated light of God, either such that it will be warm, like a moist dew, and pleasant to us, or it will be like a fire. The choice is up to us. May God help us to live a moral life and be prepared when we see the uncreated light of God.